And this is Solazar, and we're ready for our second journey in this first hour, and that's with Dr. Arnie Buss. Now, he received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and his PhD from Cornell University. He's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. Now, he's been teaching and facilitating interpersonal communication classes for the past 6 years. He facilitates individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues, and he's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. In addition, in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking, and he joins us for his segment, Speaking of Listening, on the first and third Thursday of each month at 5:35 p.m. So let's listen to Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Thank you, Solazar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I'm your segment host, Arnie Buss, as Solazar said. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening from your heart. Now, I'm often asked, why so much focus on listening? There are so many ways of becoming a better speaker. Actually, Toastmasters is one that I've been heavily involved with for many years. And there are many other ways of expressing your point of view. But there aren't so many options for being a particularly effective listener. My attention, yes, but in this segment, is on one-on-one listening. Listening in a relationship that you may have, a relationship with a partner, with a spouse, with a parent, with a child, with a friend, with a coworker, even just with somebody who you don't know that well or have just met. In fact, effective listening seems to be the single most important element in whether a conversation will help move a relationship forward or set it back. Now, listening is a skill that can be improved with the right kind of training and practice, and you can get that kind of training at my classes on effective communication and relationship building. I'll give the contact information a little bit. And what I found in those classes is that oftentimes the people who come to the class struggle the most when it comes to trying to listen. Part of that is because they don't agree or like what they're hearing. And that's what I'm going to focus on today. Now, my classes, you can find out more by emailing me at ahbuss, that's A-H-B-U-S-S, at consciousawareheart.com. That's ahbuss at consciousawareheart.com. Now, listening is more about just hearing what the other person is saying. In fact, it's often said that much of communication is not in the words themselves, but in other aspects, nonverbal cues, things like that. Emotions, feelings, unspoken messages. In fact, oftentimes somebody is speaking to you in a coded message. And the idea behind effective listening is to decode that message and find out what it is that they're really saying. Because oftentimes people find it hard to really express what's on their mind, especially if it's something that's difficult or challenging. We see in the political arena these days that somebody who honestly expresses their views may be in for a lot of criticism. In fact, a barrage of criticism sometimes when they say what's really on their mind or in their heart, and oftentimes they're saying exactly what a lot of others are thinking, but they don't want to say out loud. And in my view, and I'm not taking a stand one way or the other, but whoever does that, I think, is doing a great service by expressing clearly what things are about so that people can make a clear choice. If you have somebody who's speaking in a coded message, then you need to decode that message in order to understand what they're saying. Now, I'm not talking about trying to decode what a politician is saying. This isn't a political segment. This is an interpersonal communication segment. The thing is that oftentimes that person that you're with is expressing things in code. And again, the purpose of effective listening is to learn ways of decoding that message. And we want to do it in such a way which is comfortable for us and comfortable for the other person and helps move the relationship forward. I keep talking about relationships. The thing is that if you're in a situation where you're not in a relationship with someone, then this is maybe less important. If you run into somebody on the street or just have a casual chat about the weather or things superficial, then you know, most of us know what to do. Most of us know what to say. It's really not so much of an issue. But especially in an intimate relationship or a close friendship, as time goes on, you learn more and more about each other and you feel more and more comfortable expressing things that are going on inside. And yet through experience, you find that sometimes when you really say what's on your mind, you get a strange reaction from the other person. They may get angry, they may shut down, they may go away. And so I'm addressing that other person. I'm addressing you who hears something which may seem uncomfortable. So last time I spent talking about responding to criticism, and the one thing that I'm asked about more than anything else is how can I use these skills when I'm being attacked, when I'm being criticized. Thing is that the person who has their finger on all of our buttons is the person who is closest to us. We all have those wounded buttons. We all have those triggers, things that somebody can say that just sets us off. Where do they come from? Well, they go back to childhood. Again, this isn't about psychologizing about it. And if you're in a relationship with someone, you're not their therapist. You're not a psychologist. And so that doesn't help. However, it is very useful to use some of the same approaches that therapists do use in order to find out exactly what is going on with the other person. So today I'm going to talk more about responding to criticism because, again, that's the thing that I get asked about the most, and that's one of the most challenging things. As I've mentioned, the things that I'm presenting are really skills, and like any other skill, they require a certain degree of practice and experience to get facile with. So if you're just learning about this, if you're hearing this for the first time, then what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit more on the advanced side. So I would practice learning to apply this tracking skill to items that are less highly charged than what I'm going to talk about today. Now, going back to something that I've been emphasizing again and again, we have two ways of responding or reacting. We can either react by coming from our parent place or the judge, or we can react by coming from the child or the victim, or we can respond from the aware heart. And the aware heart is a place where we keep ourselves okay and we keep the other person okay. And it doesn't matter what they're saying. They could be in my face, they could be yelling, they could be criticizing me. But that doesn't mean that I have to take it on, and that doesn't mean that I have to see myself as not okay, and it doesn't mean I have to see them as not okay. In fact, I have come to the conclusion that all criticism is coming from a place of hurt. It's coming from a place of pain. So that if you hear somebody criticizing you, think in your mind they're going, ow, 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 it hurts. And their words may seem very difficult to hear, but if you recognize that it's somebody in pain, then I encourage you to try to validate what is going on for them instead of taking it on or being defensive or counterattacking. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit more today about the energy of responding. And this is particularly important when dealing with this, the kind of energy that comes at you. And it can come at you in three basic ways, and I'll talk about that. And then I usually hear a lot of yeah buts when it comes to all this, and I'll try to address at least some of the ones that I've heard. So first, criticism. Now, as perfect as you may be, and I see you all as being completely perfect, unless you're living as a hermit, then the chances are, from time to time, you're going to hear criticism. If you're in any kind of relationship whatsoever, there's going to be a point where the other person is going to say something that is not okay about you that they're not okay with. Often it's the person closest to us. So there's one solution, that's to become a hermit, have no close relationships, don't interact with anybody. And then you'll never have to deal with criticism. But on the off chance that you do have to deal with somebody who may be criticizing you, such as a spouse, such as a partner, it could be your employer. A lot of times there's this. There are schools of thought for managing employees that say the louder you yell at them, the more you'll be able to get what you want. At least that seems to be the case, because that seems to happen. And I'm sure that may not be the case where you are, but trust me, it does happen. So some of the things that you might hear from somebody close, they might tell, you're such a slob. You always leave your clothes all around on the floor. You never clean up your dishes. You never do what I ask you to do. Oh, and here's a really good one. You never listen to me. I love that one. You should be sorry. Oh, you just don't understand. That was such a stupid idea. That'll never work. And here's a beautiful one. You're always criticizing me. I could go on and on. But these are some of the things that I've heard people say, at least to others. Some of them I've heard say to myself. And I do have to say that in the moment, that can really catch you off guard, especially if you're not prepared for it. Part of the practice of learning effective listening is just to become aware of the fact that you may be taken by surprise by this. And through practice, learn to respond rather than react. A lot of times if you're taken by surprise, it's like if somebody jumps at you from somewhere, then your first response is some kind of reaction. That evolution seems to have built that into us with our lizard brain and fight or flight response. But evolution has also given us our higher processes. It's given us a neocortex where we have the ability to be conscious. We have the ability to choose. We don't have to react. So when it comes to criticism, stay in your aware heart. Now, you could react by absorbing the criticism. You could react by apologizing right away. Now, this is beautiful. If you hear criticism, one of the worst things you can do is apologize. And that sounds really strange, because ultimately you want to apologize if you've done something wrong. But in that moment, an apology is like throwing gasoline on a lighted fire. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Well, sorry doesn't cut it. In that moment, apologizing is actually counterproductive. Isn't that interesting? I think that's fascinating, but I've never experienced a case where apologizing immediately like that does any good, and it just fans the flames. Of course, counterattacking doesn't help either. So you say, you think I'm a slob. Look at yourself. You're an even worse slob. Or, you don't listen to me. Yeah, I don't listen to you. You don't listen to me. I criticize you. You criticize me. You're criticizing me now. So that's the parent. That's the judge. We're counterattacking. And the thing is, and that may be true. But this isn't about true. This is about what helps the relationship. And you want to stay in your aware heart, where you're okay and they're okay, and what comes from that. This is a challenge if you hear something a criticism that really stings, because, as I said, the people closest to us are the ones that have learned all of our wounded buttons. They've learned all the triggers. They learned all the things that can set us off. And if we're maybe having a conflict or some type of dispute, a lot of times they're going to play dirty. They're going to pull this out and kind of start sticking it in. But you don't have to take the bait. And realize that if you get triggered, that this really has more to do with your wounded child and really doesn't have anything to do with them. Because you always have the choice to respond instead of react. Now, the energy of criticism makes a big difference in how you respond. And I've broken this down into three levels. One is very low energy. And the second is kind of a medium conversational energy. And the third is a high energy. And let me discuss those. So a very low energy is, you know, so let's just take the same criticism. You never listen to me. So a low energy is, you never listen to me. So where does that come from? That's the feeling under that is a deep pain or a deep sadness and regret. And so what you want to do is you want to validate that. And I'll talk about matching that energy. A low to medium energy would be a little bit higher. You know, you never listen to me. Again, that can feel very criticizing. But a high energy, you never listen to me. Notice, said it three times with three different levels of energy, and it is really communicating three very different things. So what you want to do is you want to match the speaker's energy. And here's what I mean by that. That you want to respond with an energy which is close to theirs. If they come at you with high energy, then you want to respond with an energy which is just below theirs, not with a low energy. I've heard many teachers of communication say, well, if the other person is angry, you should be calm and you should respond in a calm and logical manner. Now, there's only one problem with that. It never works. Never. It never works. If just think of a time that you've been upset about something and the other person has responded calmly and logically. Now, has that brought your energy down? Has it calmed you down? It never has. It's never calmed me down. It's never calmed down anybody I've ever known. It just makes you even more furious. Why? Because the energy that they're sending back to you is communicating that they don't really get you, that they're either analyzing you or they're just kind of placating you. The energy does not make that connection. And so in this case, you want to bring your energy up, but not to their level, just a little bit low. Because if you do it just a little bit below theirs, then they're just going to come down a little bit. If that gap is too wide, then again, they'll just go up. Now, at the medium levels, you want to come at about the same level. So if they say, you know, you always criticize me, then you want to respond with about the same level of energy to them. But if they're low, oh, you never listen to me. You want to come in just a little bit above theirs, but you want to also drop your energy to theirs. So you don't want to come in like this, because they're really down here. What you're doing is through the tone of your voice and your energy, you're non-verbally validating them. And that can be just as important, if not more important, than the words that you say. Now, when I say energy, don't confuse that with the intensity of your emotion. If somebody is at you with high energy, with anger, you want to respond in kind with energy, but not in anger. You don't want to be conveying anger to them, because if you match anger with anger, that's just going to accelerate and make things worse. But you do want to respond with high intensity. And, you know, and sometimes notice I said intensity, and sometimes the intensity is not so much in the volume, but it's in the way that they're saying it. You know, you never listen to me. See, that's yet another way of having it's high intensity, but not high volume. So do not respond to anger with anger. And intensity is not the same as volume. So you want to be basically in the same ballpark as they are. So some phrases that could help you in this. So if the speaker's criticism is clear, then some of the old standbys like "so you" is a very good way of saying that. If it's you know, here's an example. You never listen to me. So you want to be heard, something like that. If it's high energy, though, The interesting thing about high energy is that that's the most difficult to respond to because we often find ourselves triggered and reacting. But it's the easiest when it comes to figuring out what they're saying, because usually they're in their message, they're telling you what they want. So if they're saying, you never listen to me. So you want to be assured that your ideas are going to be heard and accepted. Now, again, notice how I said that with a slightly louder tone, but not quite at their level, and I didn't match the intensity with anger. Now, if their criticism is unclear, a couple phrases you could use are, maybe you could express. Again, you don't want to ask questions, and I've talked about that previously. So you might say, you just don't understand. And if you don't understand what they don't understand, you could say, maybe you could express what you feel is not being understood. Or you might say, I'd like to understand what you're mentioning here. Things like that. Again, put it back on them if you don't know. If you know, then validate them. And then just a few yeah buts that you're probably thinking to yourself, well, you know, I could never say that. Or, well, you don't know my husband. You don't know my wife. You don't know my spouse. You don't know my child. You don't know my parent. You don't know my boss. Well, all I can say is that if you haven't tried it, then, well, I encourage you to try it. I mean, could it be any worse than what's going on right now? What do you have to lose? You might be thinking, this would never work. And, you know, you're right. If you never try it, it never will work. But if you do try it, I promise you that at least some of the time it will work. So today I've talked about responding to criticism a little bit more. I'm going to be talking more about that in some of the upcoming segments. Remember that the only place of responsiveness is from your aware heart, and that's the place where we can make the connection regardless of what the other person is saying. If we react, then we just send it over the cliff. And that all criticism comes from a place of pain and hurt in the other person. Be sure to match the energy of the speaker, whether it's high energy, low energy, or somewhere in between. Come at them with this energy connection, because vibrations are all about synchronicity. And so you want to be matching their vibrations in the way that you're responding to them. And finally, and I'll talk more in future segments about some of the yeah buts that I'm sure some of you are thinking in your mind, if not saying out loud. And so until then, you have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Azar and Carolani, and I want to thank them for this opportunity. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. You can listen to Speaking of Listening every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. Like me on Facebook at AwareHeart. Follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's two M's. And until next time, listen from your heart.
Well, I want to thank Dr. Buss for sharing.